I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic are right on the money on KSL News Radio.
Well, think back about a year ago. The stock market, it was crashing. Yesterday during our show, I looked up. It hit an all-time high. I got excited. And I checked my 401k last night like the rest of you did.
Did it look amazing?
Yes. For a change.
I'm rich.
I feel like it's temporary, though, Dave. I feel like it's temporary. It scares
me. Feels
like
the hammer's going to drop. Mm-hmm. Just before COVID hit, we were at an all-time high of 29,000 for the Dow. The Dow Jones Industrial, 29,000. That was amazing. We were right around that 30,000. And then COVID hits, and it drops to nearly half of that, like 17,000. Now we're back up to 35. I mean, Lagoon doesn't have a roller coaster this wild.
I want to get right to our conversation with money expert Shane Stewart. He's a certified financial planner with Deseret Mutual Benefits Administrators. He works closely with us at Broadcast House. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
So I was super excited about my 401k last night, but then I woke up this morning and read a lot more information on tech stocks. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But it went over 35,000 yesterday. I don't know where it's at today. You probably have the scoop on that. How long do you think this good news will last?
Well, I can tell you right now the markets are down about 1%, and that happens. That's actually normal after a big day. A lot of folks start talking and thinking, oh, is it time to sell? One of the things that I think it will last a while as long as the economy is good. And the reason being is sometimes we confuse what happens in the markets with the law of gravity. We think what goes up must come down. And that's not always true. They say that markets don't die of old age. They die of bad behavior. So if we have something happen bad in the economy, that's when it affects the markets.
What is bad behavior?
What's that?
What is bad behavior? If we were to see something crash.
Yeah, good example of that when we had the last significant recession was when we had bad behavior in lending. Mortgage lending was at an all-time high, which is fine, but some were actually lending money to people who didn't even have a job. There was a little bit of bad behavior there, taking risks on loans that probably shouldn't have been taken. Our current things that we're watching right now, bad behavior type things, for example, would be inflation. Even though inflation is a necessary thing, you have to have, like the tire you have on your car has to be properly inflated. But if its inflation goes too wild, too crazy, too fast, then that's something we're keeping an eye on right now.
Shane Stewart is a certified financial planner with Deseret Mutual Benefits Administrators. We're talking to him about the stock market, wondering if we're in for a wild ride. I looked. It was down, 441 points as of right now. It's in the red. So I was excited about my 401k last night. Then I got up this morning and started reading up on the NASDAQ. And it looks like it's been in a little bit of a roller coaster ride, Shane, which always concerns me because a lot of folks have a lot of money invested in tech stocks. Should we be cautious about investing in tech stocks right now?
Yeah, they are pretty volatile. The upside of volatility is it can pay off. It can you can be rewarded for that risk. But as we've talked about many times before, you only want to take that kind of risk if you have that money to lose, if you're investing directly. You mentioned you checked your 401k. 401ks are very diversified, and it's hard to get too speculative or too crazy aggressive in your 401k. And keep in mind, those investments are for the long term, where you buy them, you hold them, you let them work rather than trading them on a day-by-day basis. That can save you from being victim to the roller coaster ride.
How often should I look at my stock portfolio or 401k?
Yeah, it's tempting to look all the time. I usually only look maybe quarterly. Like Debbie said, I do get a little excited when the markets are up. I think, I wonder where I am right now. I actually don't look when the markets are down. It's just because I don't want to see it, and I know it's going to come back around eventually. So when the markets are significantly down for an extended period of time, I just don't look. So it just depends on your personality. But looking too often can make you start to think that you have to do something about it, when you probably don't if you're properly diversified.
So with the pandemic, I've heard a lot of people talk about investing in companies like Pfizer, right? I mean, they are making one of the COVID-19 vaccines that's approved across the United States right now. And I thought to myself, is this a good time to get independently invest in companies like Pfizer? Now, I'm not touting Pfizer by any means,
sure,
Shane. I just literally don't know this kind of stuff. But in light of the pandemic, are these the types of stocks that we should be looking toward? The Johnson & Johnsons, the medical field type stocks that we know probably are going to, you know, be okay because we're in a pandemic and they're trying to get us out of a pandemic.
That's right. We're buying their goods and services to try to get out of that pandemic, and so that it follows they should be making money, and they are. And the answer is yes. Really looking into those things is prudent, again, as long as it's money that you have that could, if you lose it, doesn't damage your financial situation. And, of course, your 401k providers those investments are always looking at those kinds of investments, and they're probably doing that as well. They're doing that for you if you're in a 401k.
Shane, we always give advice to our KSL family listening when the stock market looks like it's taking a just rapid tumble and we're all holding on for a wild spiral downward. Do you have any good advice for us when the markets are looking really good, like hitting 35,000? Should we be doing anything now as well?
Yeah, you know, it's the same advice up or down, and it's really the only action you should be taking is to make sure that you're properly diversified for the time until you need the money, meaning the right mix of stocks and bonds. And there are tools on the internet. If you have a 401k, your provider can provide that kind of information. But really taking action on buying or selling should be at a minimum, because whether it's up or down, you don't know where it's going next. And I've seen people say it's at an all-time high, like Dave said last year, and then they sat out on the sidelines and missed this past year. So you never know when that's going to happen. And so be calm. Don't be too reactionary, whether it's up or down. Make sure you're properly diversified.
How do you make me feel better, Shane, for not taking all my money and dumping it into the stock market when it was at 17,000?
You could have put it in when it was at 12,000. You could have put, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda, right? And so,
right.
The idea is that best time to grow a tree was 20 years ago, and is right now. So, continuing to be consistent in investing is the best option.
Shane Stewart, certified financial planner with Deseret Mutual Benefits Administrators. He just said, Dave, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. I do not think that's code for you missed the boat, my friend.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors?
I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.